Blog Talk Radio.
That was Nancy Walker, and I had been told by my previous guests that one of the things that I have been doing is playing people who are dead, and Nancy Walker is a young and exciting performer, and she's from Canada, plays the piano, and my name is Walter Dean, and you are in Getting It Done. This has been a tremendous day for me. I spent a lot of time out in the golf course, and evidently I was tired, and that made me fall asleep, and starting my show late. But today's show, I think you might, if you're still there, find it very, very interesting. We're going to start off talking to you about a great performer. Of course, she's no longer with us, as was Nancy, but this woman's name is Hazel Scott. Hazel Scott was born in June 11th, 1920, and passed on in October the 2nd, 1981. She was born in Porto, Spain. Hazel was taken at the age of 4 by her mother to New York City, recognized early as a musical prodigy. Scott was given scholarships from the age of 8 to study at the Juilliard School of Music, and she began performing in jazz bands and in her teens and was performing on radio at the age of 16. She was prominent as a jazz singer throughout the 1930s and the 1940s, and in 1950 she became the first black person to have a TV show, The Hazel Scott Show, featuring a variety of entertainment. Her career in American faltered after she testified before the House of United States American Activities Committee during the McCarthy era. Scott was subsequently, she moved to Paris in the 1950s and performed in France and not returned to the United States until 1967. Let's give a listen to this great performer. Great Hazel Scott playing Nocturne in B flat Minor. As a young person, she got married and played along with the great, what was his name? I think she played with people such as Lena Horne. But we're going to listen to some more. Love Me or Leave Me, Hazel Scott, auto record. Let's listen. Recorded in 1940 under the Columbia Record Company, and it was called with Hazel Scott with Rhythm, and it was recorded and received by Columbia Set. It was done actually in New York City, and then not 1940, but 1947. So I was alive at the time, actually. And she was married to Adam Clayton Powell, who was a state representative from New York City, plus was the pastor for the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Harlem, one of the largest Baptist churches in the whole state of New York. Let's go on to hear some more of Hazel Scott, and we'll go on to our next guest after this.
And while I wake up but I knew it for a soul. I started getting restless when I started feeling low. Just what he planned on doing, I really didn't know. Till he packed his things and left me, and I had to let him go. Then I discovered life is a long nightmare. Everywhere. I don't go to any parties. I walk the floor at home. I'm scared of meeting people. I would never be alone. I play the same old records, the ones he left behind. And I sit and kiss his picture till I'm gone in my mind. Nobody seems to care. When you've lost your lover, you hit you everywhere. I headed for the river, but I kept on turning back. I bought me a revolver, but I didn't have the knack. I go on living, but I guess I'll have to try. Cause it may be hard to live, but it's a final way to die. I've discovered life is a long nightmare. When you lost your lover, you kept me everywhere.
Nightmares Blues, Hazel Scott, 1948. It's too bad that she didn't get a chance to stay here in the United States too much after that. Hazel Scott left this country and went and lived in what we call France because of her unable to get along with some of the people who were investigating things. We're going to do one more song by Hazel Scott. You only got a chance to hear some of the records that on the 78s that did not give a very good sound. But here's one where it was done, and she plays a song called Round About Midnight, which was written at that time by Thelonious Monk. And I think you'll enjoy this because it doesn't have all that scratchy sound to it. And by the way, that's her singing besides playing the piano. Thank you. About midnight, Hazel Scott with the Orchestra Enterprise, recorded in 1962. Hazel Scott was a great and great pianist. As you can see there, she played more of a jazz style, unlike the others. And in many of her songs, she did a lot of singing. But we're going to go on to our next artist, and you'll find this very, very interesting lady. Her name is Nina Simone. Her real name was Ernice Kathleen Waymon. February the 21st, 1933, when she was born, and she passed on in the year April 21st, 2003. Known professionally as Nina Simone, was an American singer, songwriter, musician, arranger, and a civil rights activist. Her music spanned a broad range of musical styles, including classical, jazz, blues, folks, R&B, gospel, and pop. The sixth of eight children born to a poor family in North Carolina, when the help of a few supporters in her hometown, she enrolled in the Juilliard School of Music in New York City. She then applied for a scholarship to study at the prestigious Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, where she was denied admission despite a well-received audition, which she attributed to a racial discrimination. And in the year 2003, she just days before her death, the Curtis Institute of Music gave her an honorary to make a living. Nina started playing the piano at nightclubs in Atlantic City. Here, she made enough to go on and do other great things, and wrote a lot of music. What we're going to do right now is we're going to pull up something that Nina Simone did, and hopefully you'll enjoy listening to this fantastic artist.
Fruit
of the cross to black. Put the rain together.
That was Nina Simone, Strange Fruit, written by, who wrote it? Lady Day, Billie Holiday, wrote that particular song. And if you notice, that particular song was not well received, even by Billie Holiday. In fact, might have helped to destroy part of her career. Nina Simone was a rebel without a cause, be perfectly honest, but she was heavily involved with civil rights, so that there was always a reason for what she did. And let's see if we can pull up something else that she did. This is called The Time Is Now.
Introducing the Zoom H3.
Time is now. I need you. Hold me close. Time is now. I need you. So don't be cold.
Time is now. That recording session was a home recording back in 1966, where it just tracks was featured a hidden treasure and a number of other well-known songs. But it's hard to try to pick something that other than I Love You Porgy that she did. This one's called, we're going to play right now, it's called Just Like a Woman. And here, you know, she was all into women's rights, just like as she was into civil rights.
Little girl.
Simone singing Just Like a Woman, recorded in the 1970s. You could tell that her voice was much lower than it had been when any of the other songs that we played. And as a matter of fact, you will see that, in fact, she was a lot older at that particular time. And the style that she was playing was similar, but not the same. This is another song called Take Me to the Water, which is a great song that she did. I really enjoyed it.
Before we leave you the last time, which was given to us to be given to you by the Lorraine Hans Baron, who has long since left us, and she was my dear friend. But I'm a Pisces, and I'm on the cusp of the Aquarius, and so I kind of say, take me to the water. Take me to the water. Take me to the water. Be you see, I know enough about the right intelligence. No. Thank you.
I know that there are only 300 black students here in this college of 16 or whatever it is, thousands of students. So that means that you must feel lonely lots of the time. Either that, or you are bound yourselves together and have made a force. I am not sure which direction you have taken, but this song, which is my last one, is dedicated only to you. You 18,000 do not need it. When I die, my people, when I go, I'm going to know that I left something for them to build on. And that is my reward. You got yours, your money, your parents, and your easy living. My folks got nothing, and they need inspiration 24 hours a day. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, that was the I'm going to have to cut her off right there. The title now is the name of the song that's recorded. Her recording was done in Mount Vernon, and that was recorded in 1969. And we probably have just enough time to play one more of her songs. Let's see how far I can go back, because the songs I'm playing are songs that probably none of you ever heard. I know when I went through this myself, I didn't see anything that I knew. Let's see if we can pull this up by Nina Simone. And it lasts for about 2 minutes. Let's go on and listen to this.
Thank you.